been watching, even though this is the first Rogue game that we've attended, we've been watching everyone, and they've just been, so many of them have been this fast-paced, back and forth. How have you felt overall? We'll get to tonight in a minute, but overall, just how do you feel the season's progressing so far?
Well, I mean, you know, it was an emotional start, you know, with you know, pack building the first game, and you know, we played a strong game, and then the second game, you know, we didn't start as, you know, as well, but you know, we came back from behind. The third game was a crazy game, like a little bit like tonight, but we ended up being on the right side of the final score. But and then the third period, I mean the fourth game, we had a good game. It's just that you know, Binghamton was you know, very opportunistic, and you know, they scored on the minimal chances that we gave up. And tonight, you know, I thought that if it wasn't for the penalties in the third period, you know, we could have come up with a win in regulation.
Absolutely. Are you concerned at all with the number of goals against in consecutive games, or is it just the pace and the teams that you're facing?
Well, yes, I am concerned, but at the same time, you know, I'd be even more concerned if we didn't score goals. But we know we can score goals, so if we can tighten it up, you know, defensively, and you know, not give as many scoring chances, not rely on goaltending to, you know, to always make the save. But I think, you know, as a whole, you know, we have a lot of new guys on the team, and it's just a matter of getting some chemistry, not only offensively but defensively. You know, and the chemistry has to be there defensively too. And you know, but we have some things that we need to improve, and we'll work on it, and we'll adjust it, you know, from game to game.
Absolutely, you have guys who have returned who you know you can count on, especially on the scoring end of things. As far as guys who are new to the team, is there anyone who's really standing out to you so far as just chemistry and contribution?
Well, we knew what we were getting into, you know, in Matt Tomina. You know, we liked him, the way he played, and you know, what he brought to not only the power play, but you know, overall game, and also leadership wise. And you know, he's given everything that that we thought we would get. Obviously, the guys that we had last year that we knew could score, like Terry and Sherback, and even you know, McCarron to a certain degree. You know, we have Martin Rehway, who I think, you know, he's still not 100%, you know, from the illness that he had last year, but you know, he's getting there. You know, he's working at it. And you know, Dan Odette, I think, you know, had a good summer, and you know, he's faster, and you know, he's scored, you know, a few big goals for us. You know, and then you know, we have some newcomers like Antoine Wicked, who's had a, you know, a strong start, you know, and Daniel Carr, you know, can score some goals, and he showed, you know, the first game he came back, you know, scored three goals, and tonight, you know, and even the third period, he could have, you know, put the score 6-4, and that would have been a different game. But you know, we get scoring chances, and you know, Fraser is another guy, you know, Holland, you know, he scored some goals for us too. And tonight, you know, when we lost him, you know, it was a big hole to fill, and especially down the middle.
Sherbeck's game, he's been on the point sheet quite a bit already in this season.
Yeah, no, he's worked hard. That's the main difference. You know, he's competed more, and you know, I think he sees the benefits of that. And you know, obviously, he didn't have a good training camp. When he first came to us, you know, he worked hard that week, and then he went back for a preseason game, and played better. So I think that gave him some confidence to start the season with us. You know, and you know, he's part of you know, of a unit that on a power play that gets a lot of scoring chances, that moves the puck around real well, and he's a big part of it.
You feel Jurabek's adjusting to the North American ice pretty well? He seems to really move.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few things, especially positioning wise, you know, that you know, he needs to adjust, and then going back for pucks, you know, like if players are getting on top of him, you know, real quick, you know, compared to, you know, the big ice surface, and I think that's a really big adjustment. So you know, the time and space that he gets, you know, when going back for puck, you know, he's it's going to take him a while to get adjusted, obviously, but you know, we like some of the things that he does, yeah.
Any official word yet on Eisenschmidt or Highland?
Eisenschmidt is done for the weekend, and Holland will know more tomorrow.
Okay. Excellent.
Good.